Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I told you something about St. John's. I spent a ton of time on this. But this is awesome. I mean, what's happened to St. John's since Patino got here is nothing short of miraculous. Like, if you told me at any point of all the years I've done the games that St. John's would be preseason top five, which, by the way, they are right now, I just wouldn't believe you because I saw so many different attempts to revive the program fail. But how about this? So this broke earlier today. St. John's is joining the CBS Sports Classic and will play, you ready? We'll play the Kentucky Wildcats this season. How great is that? And it's a field of four. You've got Ohio State. You've got North Carolina. You've got Kentucky. And you've got St. John's. And I guess UCLA bowed out. St. John's was asked. It was either between UConn or St. John's. I don't know how they came up with St. John's, but I don't really care. St. John's is in it. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, the roster, it's ridiculous what they've done. I mean, they signed the kid yesterday, right? I believe there are 13 scholarships now. And it's funny because Rick said he was going to bypass the high school route and just go the portal route, which primarily he has. And they've absolutely destroyed the portal. They couldn't shoot last year. That's never happened again, wonder Rick. Watch. I mean, it's ridiculous. But he did change his tune, and he got a kid yesterday, I think it was yesterday, who is a top 75 four-star recruit, guard. Creighton offered him, Marquette offered him. Good schools wanted him. And he's coming to St. John's. And it's like back in the day, that would have been the power move. Now it's like, okay, he's the 10th man. It's absolutely insane. So St. John's continues to make noise. As a matter of fact, St. John's, there was a point, St. John's could not make noise during the season. There was a point early in the portal where they were controlling the news cycle after the season. Back paid stuff. You know, it's just been a lot of fun. So that's going to be next year. I believe it's December. Do I have the date? It's December 20th. It's down in Atlanta. And I'll be down there for it, so it should be a lot of fun. Ohio State, Carolina, and Kentucky will play St. John's. That is money. 888-808-1019. Pete's in Parambis. BT and Sal on the fan. What's up, Pete?
Hey, how you doing, BT?
All right, Pete. How you doing?
Great to talk to you, man. I wish Sal was there, but I know he's got stuff to deal with.
No question.
So just to follow up on your St. John's stuff, you may like this, you may not.
Yeah.
I know Tibbs isn't high on your list. I think if you could remove him now, it seems like you probably would and replace him.
Yes, I would.
Two candidates, if they do move on from Tibbs, what do you think about Jay Wright,
Number
one? And what about Rick Pitino? I know you'd hate to see him leave St. John's, but, could you imagine Pitino coming back to coach this Knicks team?
Pete, you want the honest answer? Yeah. I can't.
Yeah.
Because I actually asked him. Now, first let me address Jay. I just don't think that Jay wants any part of this racket anymore, man. You're Jay Wright. You're on TV. Good-looking guy. Suited up. I mean, you made a ton of money. You're a Hall of Famer. National championships. You could just, go and make 150,000, speak in front of a, you know, a company, a couple of hundred people, show up, go on TV, make good money. Now, maybe he gets bored with that and he wants to coach again. But I know he's fed up with the college game, which is pretty much why he bounced. And I don't know how effective he would be in the NBA. I'm not saying he wouldn't be. And obviously with the Knicks and the Villanova backdrop, you'd give it more of a success rate than not. But I don't think that that's going to happen. Certainly, well, I'm not going to say certainly, because it wouldn't stun me if and when Jay either gets offered a Knicks job or the Sixers job, because, you know, being from Philly, that's Jay. Let me actually tell you what Rick told me. And this was in Providence, late December. It was right before Christmas. We did the game. It was an 8:30 tip on a Friday night. And I was, rather than just drive home that night and, you know, get back to New Jersey at like 3 or 4 in the morning, you know, I had the school get me a hotel. I spent the night, whatever. I was telling Sal this the day after, but this is the Rick part about the Knicks. And I'm like, I might as well go to the bar, have a drink or two. And Rick was there because he was going to fly to Miami to be with his family for Christmas. So I didn't, even though I did, even though I had done some TV shows with him, I didn't really know. We'd have a real, like, off-camera rapport, and I didn't want to bother him. You know, like, he's coach, you know, fans are going up there. I'm like, I'm just going to leave him alone. But finally, it started to disperse the crowd. Too big of a word. And I'm like, you know, I'm going over to talk to him. I hung out with him for 4 hours. We closed the bar. That's the short version. And in the conversation, and what am I, a top three night for me. Maybe not for him, but it was unbelievable. Talking about coaching Ewing. I mean, come on. You know my age. You know what I grew up with. You know who I love. Imagine sitting there banging back drinks with Rick. And by the way, he picked up every one of them. Not that I didn't try. He just wouldn't let me. Your money's not good here, son. Pretty much like the Godfather touching my hand, putting the, as I went for my card. Talking about Ewing and Mark Jackson and even Bernard King when he was on Hubie's staff. Like, it was heaven for me as a massive sports fan, Knicks fan, St. John's guy. And I asked him, I said, could you coach in the NBA still? I straight up asked him. Not about the Knicks, just in general. He said, no way. I said, why not? He said, you see me coach, right? I said, yeah. He said, look at me every single possession. Next time you really watch me and you're doing the game, study me more. He's like, I don't sit. And I don't stop communicating. I'm like, well, I said, yeah, that's one of the reasons why you're Rick Pitino. But his point was, because he wound up furthering it, he's like, you can't coach with that energy in the NBA because there's too many games. And it's less about the players buying into the message and more about him just not having the energy to do that aspect of the job. So even if the Knicks were to lose tonight and they were to lose Game 7, which Game 7 is unfathomable to lose that at the Garden. But you say if they did.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And even if the Knicks called Rick Pitino, I'm going to take him at his word. I mean, I really don't think he thinks that he can coach with the energy required for him to be himself at that level. He told me. I could change their mind, but just telling you what he told me. 888-808-1019. Stevie is in Stamford, Connecticut. What's up, Steve?
How you doing, BT?
Good.
So you and I kind of switch where we like the same three teams in the major sports, and then we switch with you, St. John's, and me, UConn. Ooh. I actually called you before they lost, and I said, yeah, I'm a UConn grad. and season ticket holder at stores.
I remember.
And I got it. And I told you, I said, look, this isn't going to be UConn's year. It can't always be UConn. Like, and I'll tell you, this year with the additions we got, everyone talks about St. John's. Us getting Silas Demery to run the point,
yep.
which was our weak spot last
yep.
year.
Yep.
We are and getting a lot of the additions now. Caravan's back.
I know.
We are going to be real. We're going to be really good. So those are going to be great battles.
I think both will be top 10 coming in. Both could be top five. I know St. John's is going to be top five. UConn could be if they're not in the top five, they're just outside. I agree. Last year was not a vintage team.
No, they are going to be top five this year. And again, and I love the Hurley. I can't love, and Hurley's the same way with not being able to coach in the NBA. Why he turned down the Laker job?
Mm-hmm.
He's the same possession by possession energy as Pitino gave you.
Yes.
So I'm just saying this too. One point, and then I want to hit the Knicks real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
On UConn. So I just want someone else in the Big East, and it looks like St. John's. Just go deep. I don't think you're going to win because I think we're going to win. It's going to be 3 out of 4, but. I just want someone else to actually make an imprint and actually go to a final game. Like, if you're going to be this good, I just don't want to hear about it in the portal, right? I know Rick Pitino can win the off season.
Yep.
Let's see him win the on season
yep.
at St. John's, because that's something that UConn's, you know, we've held that flag.
That's true.
As the only team in the Big East since Jay Wright.
You're right,
so
man.
So let's see someone else go deep.
Hey, listen, Steve, I respect that. I don't want to get too much into it because it's not basketball, but I hear, you know what, you're not wrong. They have planted the flag. UConn has been, they've kept the Big East afloat in terms of that national profile. And now they're still going to be there, but now it's St. John's turn. It started last year, and it needs to continue even more this year. I agree with you. I do.
Yeah, we're on the same page there. And now to the teams that because I'm a big Yankee Knick guy,
mm-hmm.
but to the Knicks, what I want to see tonight is I want to see grit. And they played at the games in Detroit, they played with a different level of tenacity. And I happen to have seen 2 Piston Knick games live this year. And that's why I did not want the Pistons, because they've killed us. We've been unable to stop Cade Cunningham. I think Bridges has been terrible against some OG better. But I want to see that grit, that fire, the kind of like a little that we were missing with losing Dante. I want to see that grit and fire and tenacity tonight, because I don't think we're coming back to the Garden. I also don't think we have a chance against Boston, but I do think we're going to win today in Detroit, because they show tenacity on the road that they sometimes don't show in MSG.
Okay, but what's the reason for it?
Well, I think part of it is the team, right? I mean, when we got Towns, and I was 100% believer, I love Towns, and you had to make that trade, and you weren't going to get him for just Randall.
Yeah.
So I understand having to give up Dante, but Leon Rose, who I think is the best GM of my lifetime, and about your age, has not had a full season. That cat trade was right before the deadline. So he didn't have any time to add those 3-and-D tenacity, those Caldwell Pope
yep.
kind of players.
Yep.
You know, the Dante kind of players. He didn't have an offseason to build around this core five yet. So I really think that this isn't our year, unfortunately. I wish to God it was. And I think we need to give Leon Rose an offseason to now build around this core and add those 3-and-D dog tenacious veterans to kind of round out our roster.
Listen, Steve.
Right now, I just...
Yep. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish up your thought. You're good.
No, I was just going to say, I don't think that this is our year. And I wish.
Oh, that was my fault. My thumb actually twitched there. It was weird. I didn't mean to hang up on him. I had my hand on the computer, and my thumb involuntarily just moved. It was weird.
A Freudian slip? You really want them off the air?
No. Good caller. No, I really just. My thumb just jumped. I don't know. There's something to be said for the haste in which this Knick team was thrown together. You had to make the move. You had a chance to make it right before camp. All right. But it's an entire season. We're not sitting here in December, even though I was alarmed, worried how they looked early in the season. You know, and you guys know that. But even I was, a piece of me was like, all right, let's give them a little more time here. They played 82 games. I mean, that you're supposed to be more in tune here. John's on Mattisquan. John, what's going on, bud?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing today?
Good, good. What's up?
I wanted to jump in real quick. I know you guys a couple segments ago were talking
about
Judge batting average versus the steroid error home runs, things along those lines. And I want to just get you guys' opinion on...
You're recording Nicole?
I'm sorry. I was trying to listen to my friend here.
This call is no longer being recorded.
What? So I'll take it off.
Okay. Okay, John. Seems fishy. Go ahead. Is he gone? So, Dove, what is that? Can you explain? Like, what?
I would suspect, I can't know for sure. I would suspect he's trying to record the call.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
And when he did it on his computer, the automated voice said this is being recorded.
Yeah. So he's just trying to record it and have it for the annals, like every time he maybe calls the fan, he tries to do that.
Like he used to do.
I did do that once. On a little tape. I absolutely did.
Correct.
I did. I called the fan twice. Once it was Richard. Both, I think, were Richard Neer. Now that I think. One was definitely Richard Neer. And he gave me like 6 seconds. He's like, get off the air, idiot. I told you, I was up at Marist. I could barely hear it, 660, but I could still get it. And I'd fall asleep to it. Much to the chagrin of my ex-college girlfriend. Tough. We're falling asleep with the radio. I listen to the fan. And I call them up, and I'm like, we got to get some help for Ewing. Even back, swear to God. I'm like, and you know I love Mullen. I'm like, we got to get Chris Mullen. We have to get Chris Mullen. And that's all I got out. And all I hear is like when you get disconnected from it. And he's like, yeah, like the Warriors are just going to give you Chris Mullen. Okay, whatever. And then he just moved on. Yeah. And the other time, it was like a Saturday morning. I think I was a lot younger than that. I could probably just research the year and I would have my answer. But I was definitely younger than what I called about the Mullen-Ewing thing. I feel like Richard was talking about Nancy Lieberman playing in the NBA. And I'm like, you're nuts, dude. Playing the NBA? What? I didn't get a whole lot of time with that either. I guess Richard Neer didn't like me. It's all right. It's all right, man. Try to call this show, we get paid back, Neer. Now I got the mic more than you.
And twitchy thumb.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.